back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Welcome back to Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Adventures of Superman. Our first episode of the day, Airplane Disasters at Bridger Field, Part 4, which first aired on May 6th, 1940, starring Bud Collier as Superman / Clark Kent. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Now, Superman, mighty visitor from another world who came to Earth when the planet Krypton was destroyed by quakes and explosions. Superman, who can bend steel in his bare hands, leap tall buildings at a single bound, raise a speeding bullet to its target, and who walks about among human beings as champion of the weak and the oppressed in his character of Clark Kent, news reporter. When we last saw him, Kent was in the Southwest with Jimmy Olsen, copy boy of the Daily Planet, to investigate a series of mysterious crashes among test planes at lonely Bridger Field. While Jimmy had gone to the circus in the nearby town of Del Rio, just across the border, Kent had barely prevented another tragedy when a plane bearing Mr. Fuller, the president of the company, arrived unexpectedly and burst into flames over the field. Rescued, the president told Kent and Ed Hamlin, manager of the airport, that in 48 hours, a distinguished visitor would arrive at Bridger Field, and that it was up to Hamlin to prevent any further accident. At that moment, a field attendant came in to announce that young Jimmy had returned from the circus and wished to see Kent at once. As our story continues today, an hour has passed. Kent and Jimmy are being driven across the border to Del Rio, and Jimmy has amazing news. Listen.
All right, Mr. Kent. I'll start talking. But first, who's the important visitor Mr. Fuller said was coming to Bridger Field?
Well, I'm not sure, Jimmy. Mr. Fuller wouldn't say, but you know what the National Air Service does.
They make planes, don't they?
Very special planes. They do a lot of experimenting. If I'm not mistaken, this visitor isn't a man at all. It's some brand new type of plane, and they're bringing it to Bridger Field because it's the most out-of-the-way place they can think of to test it.
Boy, that hitches up with what I found out at the circus.
What do you mean?
Well, I was sort of in an alleyway there by the tents.
Yeah?
When all of a sudden I saw that brakeman who was on the circus train, and he tried to grab me.
What did you do?
Boy, I lit out. I ducked around a bunch of wagons, and he never did find out where I went. And then came the next thing.
Go on.
Well, Mr. Kent, I pulled up alongside a little shack, you know, I wanted to get my wind.
Yes?
All of a sudden I heard a couple of guys talking inside. And they were talking about airplanes at Bridger Field.
They were? Who were they?
You wouldn't believe it, Mr. Kent. One of them was a circus strongman. They called him a Russian. His name was Fodor. And the other was Professor Hagen.
Hagen? Who's he?
He's the animal trainer. I saw him put on his act at the circus. That's how I knew. Hagen trains all the wild animals. And boy, is he good.
Yeah, well, never mind that. What were they saying?
You'd never believe it. I heard one of them mention Bridger Field.
Yes?
I think it was Hagen. Then I began to listen.
So, you say something is going to happen, Professor.
In a very short while, Fodor. Shorter even than they think at Bridger Field. And the fools, they think they have until the day after tomorrow. From information I've just received, they will have no longer than tonight.
No. Are you sure?
Not positive, Fodor. Merely sure enough to take all precautions. The final message will come later in the usual way.
You mean by radio. But tell me, Professor, what is this thing which happens at the airfields?
They think they've found something new, Fodor. Something in flying machines never before realized. And secret. So secret that not even the officials at Bridger Field know what comes. But I know, and I tell you now, Fodor, it will never come. It will go the way of all the others.
You must tell me, Professor, why do you do this?
Why do I bring down the planes? Never mind why, my friend. We are well paid, you and I. That is all we need to know. The rest does not concern you, does it?
Oh, no, no. I just asked.
As I say, Foro, I leave at once for the cabin in the hills. Your job will be to stay here and see that nothing goes wrong. Once I have arrived and arranged the new wiring, there will be no further occasion for the radio.
But until then, Professor...
Until then, later tonight, there may be one last message. I shall receive that wherever I happen to be. Now come, we've wasted too much time already. Come, Michael.
And that's all I heard, Mr. Kent.
Jimmy, I should say you heard plenty.
But Mr. Kent, what does it all mean?
It means Professor Hagen, masquerading as an animal trainer in the circus, is responsible for all those plane accidents. But Jimmy, what we need is proof. Without it, we can't do a thing. We don't even know what's going on. We only guess. What's Hagen actually doing? Where's this mysterious cabin in the hills? And above all, Jimmy, what's he going to do when he gets there?
I'm with you, Mr. Kent. Where do we start and when?
The minute we get to Del Rio. And as to where, well, I think we'll have a look at that shack in the circus grounds. Now, hang on, Jimmy. I'm going to tell our pal out in front to put on a little more speed. Well, it got dark in a hurry, all right. Good thing they're not getting a show tonight.
They're going to move out tomorrow. Maybe that's why.
Is this the shack?
Yep, this is it. Quiet, Mr. Kent.
Yeah, it sounds like a menagerie. We're right in the heart of the circus, all right, Jimmy.
We were lucky finding that hole in the fence. What about the shack, Mr. Kent?
I think it's empty. We'll see if the door's open.
What if they catch us?
We'll have to chance it. Oh, good. It's unlocked. Come on, Jimmy.
You were right, Mr. Kent. It is empty.
Close the door. We want to look around. Lucky I've got a flashlight.
Look there, Mr. Kent.
Yes, that explains the sudden disappearance of Hagen and the strong man. It's a trap door into the cellar, and it's open.
Golly, who'd have thought a little shack like this would have a cellar? Hey, Mr. Kent, are you going down there?
Certainly. If our scheming friends went down here, it's more than just a cellar. Why, there's a tunnel down here. Are you there, Jimmy?
I'm coming, Mr. Kent. Hey, it is a tunnel. Regular flight of steps. Where do you suppose it goes?
Shh, not so loud. Come on, Jimmy. Keep close behind me.
Listen. That sounded like it came from down ahead.
I think it did. My friend Professor Hagen built this shack right over the entrance to an underground cave. Come on.
Mr. Kent, which way do we go?
Don't you see? Toward that light. Come on, Jimmy. I think it opens out into a kind of a room or chamber in the rock.
What if there's somebody in there?
If there is, I hope it's Hagen. If what he said was true, there's not much time for fooling around. Come on.
Here's the room. Take it easy.
The whole place seems to be absolutely deserted. Wonder where they all are.
Gee, what's that?
Quiet.
Mexicali Broadcasting Station, Del Rio.
It's the radio.
Quiet, Jimmy.
Weather call forecast for northern Sonora and Chihuahua.
Give me a pencil. Quick.
Attention, please.
Thanks.
This is final report. Important storm coming. Special precautions obtained. We'll meet arriving range near midnight. Set all master signals which say, take shelter. Must avoid wind. Not try to miss. That is all.
Gee, that was the dizziest stuff I ever heard. Did he say it was a weather report?
That's what he said, but I'm beginning to think... Look here, Jimmy. The men in the shack this afternoon, Hagen and Fodor, didn't they say something about a radio?
Mr. Kent, someone's coming.
What? You're right. Down the stairway from the shack.
We've got to get out of here quick.
No, it's too late. We can't make it, Jimmy. They'd see us if we tried it now. Back.
Listen, what if they come right into this room?
Quiet. That's a chance, Pat. Quick. I'll stay up and open and risk it. Get in that closet.
No, I'll stay with you.
Don't argue, Jimmy. Slide in that closet. Keep the door closed.
Okay.
Remember, whatever happens, keep that door closed.
Looks as though there might be something doing pretty soon. If there is, I don't want Jimmy around when Superman does this stuff. Huh. Whoever it is, he's coming this way. Right into this room.
Who is in there? If anyone is in the room of Professor Hagen... what you do here?
Oh, nothing. Just looking around.
What you do down here? How you get in?
Same way you did. Down the stairs.
You know who I am. I am Fodor, strongman.
Well, that's very interesting.
You down here where you do not belong. You thief. Very well. I show you what we do with Chief.
Careful, Fodor. Don't get too close.
I been crowbar in naked hands. Maybe I show you how, yes?
Look out. I been strong men. I'm warning you, Fodor.
This is what we do to Chief. So.
Easy. Easy. You'll hurt your hand.
And I pick you up. I throw you through wall.
Oh, no. Not today, Fodor. On the other hand...
Hey, now, what you do? Hey, I catch you. Wait, I hit you with chamber.
Sorry, Fodor. Now it's my turn. And as I said, I've been strong men.
You're good.
Double them up like jackknives. How's this for starter? And now you're in the way. I think you said something about throwing me against the wall. Well, see how you like this. I think that takes care of Fodor. Now, back to Jimmy as Clark Kent. All right, Jimmy. You can come out.
Hey, Mr. Kent, what happened? I heard terrible crashes.
Oh, just a little argument with your friend Fodor, the strong man. He's over there on the corner.
God, Mr. Kent, don't tell me you licked the strong man.
Well, didn't exactly lick him, Jimmy. He more or less tripped. Fell on his neck. That was the crash you heard.
Golly, he's out like a light. Hey, what are you doing?
Jimmy, there's no time to lose. If anybody heard that row, they'll be after us.
And if we expect to find anything here, we better start looking now.
No. Not over there. Jimmy, we'll start looking right here.
Mr. Kent, what do you mean?
Jimmy, this piece of paper. I took down what that Mexican announcer said over the radio.
You did? What for?
Because maybe it's only a hunch. I can't be sure. No, it's not a hunch. I was right. Jimmy, look here. Look.
Look at what? What has Clark Kent found in the dimness of Professor Hagen's hideout far underground? What is he staring at so fixedly? And what can he do to save the mysterious airplane due to arrive so soon at Bridger Field? Tune in next time and follow the story.
Up in the sky! Look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
And our second episode of the day, Airplane Disasters at Bridger Field, Part 5, which first aired on May 8th, 1940. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Now, Superman. Strange visitor from another world, champion of the weak and the oppressed, who walks the earth as a man among men in the character of Mild Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. When we last saw him, Kent was still investigating the cause of mysterious airplane crashes at Lonely Bridger Field in the Southwest. With young Jimmy Olsen, copy boy on the Daily Planet, he had gone to the grounds of the Laubeck Circus at Del Rio in the hope of finding the connection between the accidents and the strange figure of Professor Hagen, apparently a simple animal trainer, in reality an inventor of terrible and deadly machines. In Professor Hagen's underground hideout, they had been surprised by Fodor, strong man of the tent show. But Fodor was no match for Superman. As our story continues today, Jimmy has emerged from his hiding place in a closet and is gazing with awe at the unconscious figure of the strong man crumpled on the floor in a corner. Suddenly, an exclamation from Superman, now back in his character of Clark Kent, brings him to the table which holds Professor Hagen's radio. Listen.
Jimmy, if I'm not mistaken, this piece of paper here on the table is just what we're looking for.
What do you mean? What's on the paper, Mr. Kent?
It's that weather report we heard on the radio when we came in.
What of it?
Look here. Read it, Jimmy. Read it out loud.
Listen, Mr. Kent, no fooling. We haven't got time for that stuff.
I think we have. Read it.
Important storm coming. Special precaution for planes. Will meet arriving rains near midnight. Set all master signals which say take shelter. Must avoid wind. Not try to miss. That is all. What's it all about, anyway?
Make much sense?
I don't know. I suppose it's an ordinary weather report, all right.
I wonder. Now listen to this. It's another report, one I heard at the airport just before the dust storm. And before Mr. Fuller's plane came in, it went up in flames. Listen, Jimmy.
Mr. Kent, what about Fodor? He's beginning to move. Look.
He won't move far. Get this, Jimmy, and see if it means anything. Now, listen. Storm coming. Planes will meet arriving gales in next or possibly few hours or minutes. They should use precautions. For all are gale force. Now, what do you make out of that?
Not much, Mr. Kent. It sounds a lot like the other one.
Yes, doesn't it? And the funny part of it is that there haven't been any gales or rains or anything at all except a dust storm, which he didn't even mention.
So what?
So these weather reports either aren't much good or they aren't weather reports at all. There's something else.
Mr. Kent, what do you mean?
I think it's a code, Jimmy. Now, let's see. Try crossing out every other word.
Special? No, that doesn't help.
What about every third word? Jimmy, I believe that's it. Look.
Mr. Kent, you got it. Gee whiz.
Take the first message here, the one I heard at the airport. If you take every third word, it reads, planes arriving next few minutes. Use all force. Great Scott.
Gee, that's it, all right.
Almost at once, President Fuller's plane did come in.
But it's his plane.
Oh, that's all right. They'd understand. Now for the other message, the one we just heard. Quick.
Look, Mr. Kent, this is a code, too. Special planes arriving midnight. Master say must not miss.
You've got it. You understand what that code message means, Jimmy?
Well, it means there's a plane coming to Bridger Field. I can understand that much. And that somebody's being told to bring it down.
And you know what that plane is? It's the one Fuller spoke about. The special brand new mystery ship. The one they've been experimenting on for months.
Gee whiz.
More than that. Hagen knows something that even Fuller doesn't know, Jimmy.
What is it?
That ship wasn't expected at Bridger Field till day after tomorrow. But apparently it's coming tonight. Tonight at midnight.
Mr. Kent, what are we going to do?
We're going to play it like this, Jimmy. You get back to Bridger Field as quick as you can. And I'll stay here.
Listen, you better come too, Mr. Kent.
No, there may still be something to find out. Hagen may come back. And if he does...
But he won't come back. He's gone. I heard him say so. He's going to take charge of wrecking the plane.
And that's the one thing we don't know. We don't know where he is. But we can guess.
How?
Jimmy, it's somewhere up in the hills. With a direct view of Bridger Field. It must be. Come on.
Where are you going?
Get you out of here, up to the shack. Up you go, Jimmy.
Mr. Kent, I hate to run off and leave you like this.
Don't worry about me. Now look here now, Jimmy. When you get to Bridger Field, find Hammond. Tell him what we found out. Tell him to get searching parties out and scour all trails into the hills. Get that?
I've got it.
Tell him to find all the cabins he knows anything about. Particularly the ones that look down on the field. And tell him to work fast.
I'll tell him.
Tell him that we think, now, their mystery plane is coming in at midnight. Tell him whatever he does, it's got to be before then. Now get going. Beat it.
So long, Mr. Kent. I'll hurry all I can.
Well, you have news, Fodor?
Professor, the man and the boy, they were here in the tunnels.
What? The man Kent? Where is he now?
He sent the boy away. He suspects something, Professor.
Let him. Is he still about?
I think he comes back. I think I hear something.
Very well. Listen now, Fodor. This time there must be no mistake. If that man leaves the tunnels, all my plans may be spoiled.
Yeah, I do my best.
Just beyond my chamber in the tunnels, you know what is there,
yeah,
Fodor.
Yeah, I know.
Be prepared. I shall help you. You will hear my voice over the wires. You will think I am the next room. He will break in. When he does that, Fodor...
It, I understand, yeah.
There must be no way out. Remember that. It must appear to be an accident.
Yeah, sure. He lost his way. I shall arrange it.
And just in case, remember, Fodor, he has been strangely successful before. Have a rifle ready.
A rifle, Professor. Yeah, he comes. I hear him in the tunnel.
That is all. Go, Fodor. Go quickly before he finds you and see what happens to him now.
Get my hands on the professor. Or if I don't, my friend Fodor will do. What the... Where is he? I left him right there in the corner. Fodor! Where are you? No use hiding. Fodor!
Fodor is no longer where you can reach him, my friend.
Who's that? Who are you? Where's that voice coming from?
I am the one whose plans you would like to know. I am Hagen, Mr. Kent.
Loudspeaker, that's what it is. Must be somewhere right nearby. Well, if I find him...
I'm not far off, merely in the next room.
Next room. And we'll just see how strong the walls are.
I'm through the walls. Where are you, Hagen?
Face.
Scott, it's a regular cavern. What the? Tigers. Bengal tigers. Going to spring, eh? All right, spring. Got you. One of these hands. Don't try to claw me. It can't be done. Oh, all right. You want to get up? See how you like this. And this. And this. There now. Run along home. Go on, scat. What? Now it's bullets, eh? Tigers don't work. Why, it's my old friend, Fodor. Well, no use, Fodor. Bullets just bounce. Someday I may tell you why, but meantime I want to talk with you. Don't run off, Fodor. Wait, you can't get away.
Stop there. You let me go. Put me down.
Where's Hagen, Fodor?
Hagen, I do not know. Now you stop it. Wait.
Quick, where is he? I won't be so gentle next time.
I'm here somewhere in cabin.
I know that. But where?
I do not know. He never told me.
What?
No, that is all I know. He never say where cabin is. Only up in his. That is where he is now.
Well, what about his voice? I heard his voice.
Wires. He thinks wires when he gets there. He hear everything.
All right. And maybe he'll hear this. I'm coming for you, Hagen. I'm going to get you. And meanwhile, if you hurt the boy...
No. Hagen has not got boy. He said that to make you mad.
Oh, he did, eh? And you've certainly succeeded. I'm coming, Hagen. I'll search every mountain around Bridger Field, and when I find you...
Plan. Hagen, go up there to get plan.
I know. And it's coming at midnight. That means there isn't much time. Look out for yourself, Hagen. Here I come.
Superman is on his way, but not even he knows just where to go. Somewhere high up in the hills is the cabin from which Professor Hagen plans swift and deadly destruction of the airplanes at Bridger Field. Can Superman get there in time to prevent tragedy? And what of Jimmy, already racing back to give warning? Climax is at hand. Tune in and follow the story.
Up in the sky. Look. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.